Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Yesterday, I shared with you the story about my good friend Terry, who recently sold a successful insurance agency that he's been running for nearly 30 years. And he sold it to a larger company, and he's now taking an active role within that organization. So he's gone from being an entrepreneur and starting his own company to being part of what I'll call corporate America. And the interesting part of that is he's looking at this situation and he loves what he's experiencing because there's a lot of tools that he has now that he didn't have before. And one thing it allows him to do is to focus on his strengths. If you think about it, as an entrepreneur of a smaller company, someone in Terry's situation, they're forced to take on tasks that they don't often enjoy and also forced to take on tasks that don't probably represent the best use of the time that they have available. And now he finds himself in a much larger organization. He has tremendous support around him. So instead of handling, let's say, an HR issue himself, he's got a team of HR people. He has an IT department instead of him trying to figure out what to do. He's got an accounting department instead of just himself and a CPA that was external to him. And he can really now focus on his strengths. And that's really what becomes interesting. And so what ties into the strength piece is the benefit of scale. Because in Terry's case, he's particularly good at bringing business in the front door, which means he's great at sales and marketing. So now he can spend his time on bringing in business, which, again, you talk about the highest and best use of his time. That's it, right? Generating business, keeping things going. So he has some great ideas on how to generate business. And again, as he was in his own business as a small business owner, his ability to execute on those ideas was governed by the time that he had personally. Right? If he had an issue going on in his office that he had to deal with, let's say it was a personnel issue, that took away from the time that he had to bring money in the front door because he'd have to deal with things. Issues come up, he had to deal with those too, operationally and otherwise. And the other issue he had was the limited number of employees that he had at his disposal. Again, working for a smaller company or owning a small company, your resources are limited. But now he looks at his situation, he's got an entire sales and marketing department. He's in a position where he can take his ideas and implement them on a much grander scale. He shares the vision with the department. He can train them so that they understand what he's looking for, and then he can monitor them from an executional standpoint. So there are some great benefits here. So one is focusing on your strengths. Number two is looking at the benefits of scale in a business that you own can make a tremendous difference. And when you have the flexibility, when you have the time, and when you have the leverage in terms of additional people to really drive your initiatives, it can make a tremendous difference in the business overall. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher to pull in the podcast. If you're listening now and you haven't yet subscribed, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button if you would. And while you're there, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about some of the drawbacks of that corporate environment versus the entrepreneurial environment. But for today, I just want you to think about where you are right now. Are you focusing on your strengths? And is there a way that you can benefit from the scale of the organization that you're in? And if not, what can you do to spend more time doing the things that you're good at? And what can you do to scale those things you're good at in a bigger way? We'll pick up from there tomorrow.